When I was a little girl, the original Mickey Mouse Club was my favorite television show. Every day of the week had a theme. Monday was fun with music. Tuesday was guest star day. Every Thursday, the Mouseketeers went to the circus. And Friday was the talent roundup. Wednesday was unpredictable, so they called it Anything Can Happen Day. As much as I have always loved predictability and knowing I can count on people, places, and things, I also love unexpected delights, so I loved Anything Can Happen Day most of all. Even as the annual patterns of bird movements and behavior are as predictable as sunrise and sunset or those Mickey Mouse Club days of the week, and even as I can happily rely on my backyard chickadees, blue jays, and pileated woodpeckers just about every day, I especially love birding's Anything Can Happen days, sparkling with unexpected delights. I've been thinking a lot about that since I got home from Colorado last week. Going through thousands of photos kept all the unexpected delights of the trip vivid. Starting the trip our first day with a white-tailed ptarmigan at Loveland Pass was not unexpected, but the bird flying in less than 15 feet away from me sure was. Our last day, we ended the trip with a Sprague's pipit, a bird I've seen only twice before, in 1991 and during my big year in 2013, both in Texas and both at a great distance. This time around, the species was so unexpected that it wasn't even listed on our checklist. Eric Brunke stopped our van when he spotted it in the grass next to the road, and I just happened to be in a perfect position to get photos out the window. It wasn't surprising that the window glass was clean. Eric is extremely and consistently conscientious about keeping the van windows clean, but my photos turned out much better than through-the-glass pictures usually do. Yep, anything can happen. In the middle of the trip, we came upon two extraordinarily cooperative dusky grouse. I'd never before gotten any photo of the secretive bird, and the best we were hoping for was a distant look, maybe. Another unexpected delight. Then I got home, and on April 17th, both a cinnamon teal and a Eurasian widgeon turned up in Duluth, two species I've never seen in the county. The teal was reported just once, a flyby, but the widgeon has been seen by a lot of birders at Chambers Grove Park and then at Slag Point, both in West Duluth. Oddly but aptly enough, during Anything Can Happen month, I'd already seen both species in Colorado on April 8th at the Walden Reservoir. The teal wasn't unexpected there, but the Eurasian widgeon sure was. Like the Sprague's pipit, it was not on our checklist of expected birds for the trip. I've been behind in all sorts of things ever since my return, so I didn't try to chase either of these Duluth birds. But when Jim Lind found a brambling in his Two Harbors backyard on April 19th, I simply had to chase that one. It was too close to dark for me to head there when Jim first saw it, but the next morning, as soon as I could, I headed up. The bird had been seen three times before I got there, the last a few minutes before I arrived. I stuck around for over an hour until I had to head home to babysit. But no luck. It was seen again about 11 a.m., so I headed back after Walter went home, but that 11 o'clock sighting was the last. Dipping on a good bird is not delightful, but the possibility, even likelihood, that a good bird won't stay long is an important element of what makes it so joyful when one does. I did get to see a brambling once in East Grand Forks in 1989 with a couple of birding friends. We tried psyching ourselves on the long drive so we'd not be too disappointed if we missed it. That made us even more elated that it stuck around. and standing in the cold for 2 or 3 hours, hoping against hope I'd see Jim Lynn's Brambling, had plenty of rewards. Connecting with other hopeful birders, getting lovely looks at a nearby sapsucker, brown creeper, and yellow-rumped warbler, watching a flock of swans and then pelicans winging by. It's this run-of-the-mill birding, seeing what's supposed to be around right then, that makes us able to count on it whether we see rarities or not. Rachel Carson wrote, "There is something infinitely healing in the repeated refrains of nature, the assurance that night after night dawn comes and spring after winter." My day-to-day predictable joys provide a soul-deep contentment that is not diminished on the days when I do miss an unexpected delight, even as those minor disappointments make the unexpected delights I do get to experience. That sudden white-tailed ptarmigan flying right up to me, a close-up dusky grouse, a Sprague's pipit right outside my window, sparkle like dazzling sunrises. Had we only seen that ptarmigan, grouse, or pipit at a long distance, I'd still have been utterly delighted. Instead, they gave me unique, unasked-for moments of grace and the assurance that, yes, nature is rhythmic and predictable and soothing, but like those Mickey Mouse Club Wednesdays, unexpected delights may pop up at any time. Anything can happen. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.